The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and pickle.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I've got a bit of a quandary that you might be able to help me with, actually. My son, Jamie, Claire tells me that he's possibly smoking marijuana. Not entirely sure, but she seems to think he might be. And I want to tell him, you know, it's okay. It's okay to do that. But I want to make sure that I'm there with him doing it so that it's safe. Now, I know that you know people that have marijuana. It's been a long, long time since I smoked it. But, in for a penny, as they say. So, I'd like to smoke it with Jamie just to make sure he's okay, so he knows what to do. If you can help me at all with this, that would be really, really great. Thanks, mate. Look forward to hearing from you. Bye-bye. Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Look, I've just seen an advert for a show I'd like to go to called An Evening with Jonathan Agnew. He's the test match special anchor man, and he's going to do an evening of cricket stories at local theatres. And there's one near me. It's about £8 a ticket, and if I wait till the next old chick to come through, I'll be able to afford that. Means I won't be able to take a train for a little while, but that's okay. I'd love to go. Let me know if you would like to come as well, and I'll book you a ticket, but you'd have to give me the money. Okay, mate. Look forward to hearing from you. Bye bye.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. I think that's a very adult approach with regards to Jamie. I think that's great. I can get you some. I mean, I can get you some. There's a chap, Keith, the Wetherspoons, but he's a very strange chap. He lives with his sister. And I don't think. But probably the best line of thing is Asim's cousin. He smokes all the sort of skunk weed. But that's probably the best thing to do. He lives in Isleworth, so maybe if we could go with Jamie to Isleworth, He's a bit of an odd one. I've met him. He sort of likes military paraphernalia, and he's got bipolar. But he sells skunk weed. So yeah, and the Agnew thing, absolutely up for that. Maybe we could, you know, go and get the stuff, and then go to the Agnew, the evening with Agnew. But yes, I'll put it in order. All right, mate. Cheers. Speak soon. Bye. Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Yes, not fine. I've had a word with the seam, and that's fine. We can go over to his cousin's. He did make a very strong argument fiscally to buy in bulk. In that, if we bought an ounce, it's going to cost nearly 260 quid or something. But if we, the term he used was if we tick it, which is effectively borrow a larger amount, then if we sell off some of it, then we can pay that back, and we get some of it for free, which we could use, you could use for yourself and Jamie. So I've gone with that option. And possibly, you know, we could sell a bit of it at the evening with Jonathan Agnew, which just seems to make sense. Okay, mate. Yeah, but I'm really looking forward to it. I love Aggers. Test Match Special has been a real mainstay in my life. So it'll be absolutely riveting to see him in the flesh. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Firstly, thanks very much for making those inquiries for me and coming up with a solution. Although I do have reservations about buying in bulk and selling it on at the Jonathan Agnew night, because I'm not sure there would be... well, there wouldn't be a market for it there, I don't think. And also, I don't have £250 to buy, you know, a load of skunk. I was just thinking maybe just one cigarette's worth might do it, just for me and Jamie, and if you want some as well. Is that an option? Let me know. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Bri. No, look, sorry, mate, you've got the ball rolling on this, so there's nothing I can do to go back on that. So you owe Divyang 750 quid. But as I've explained, you don't actually owe him 750 quid. We'll shift a bit of it at the evening with Agnew. I think you'll be surprised. Mick Jagger loves some doobie. He's a big cricket fan, so I think as long as we pick the right people, if Jamie has a bit, you have a bit, I have a bit, and we just ask around, I honestly don't think it's an issue. All right, mate, speak soon, bye.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger. Right, okay, so I won't need to bring any money or anything. Also, how big is a lump worth £750? Will that fit in my pocket, or will I have to put it in a bag or something? Maybe you should keep hold of it. I don't know what to do with that. Where shall I meet you? Just let me know. Tickets for Aggers has arrived, so we can go straight there after we picked it up. Okay, mate. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Yeah, it's a very valid point you make about the size of it. You certainly won't be able to fit it in your pocket. So, yeah, it's about what we do with that. And I did speak to Asim, and he seems to think that the best thing to do is to put half of it in a cake. And then we could take it like that, which is probably preferable, isn't it, with Jamie? You know, I mean, he'll know, you know, sort of smoking it. So I think that's a good thing. Yeah, so logistics, if you head to Isleworth with Jamie, there's a big HSBC on Isleworth High Street. Then we need to go to a phone box and phone him. And there's a sort of code word, I think, but he's a bit paranoid. So we have to mention them. A farmer's daughter, I think we need 12 farmer's daughters. Which, to be honest, I think is madness. I mean, if the police were tapping in to that, why would we want to buy 12 farmer's daughters? That's like people trafficking. It's probably worse than cannabis. So I think cannabis is basically legal now, which is another good thing. Anyway, so yeah, if you meet me tomorrow, 2 p.m. outside the HSBC on Isleworth High Street, then Divyang said we can make the cake at his, and then we can head to the evening with Jonathan Agnew. Okay, mate, I will see you tomorrow. Cheers, bye.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come. Let earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us those who trespass against us. For thine is the kingdom of the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus Christ.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. God, what happened? I remember the bus journey with you and Jamie. I remember getting to the venue. I think Jamie started being sick about then, and everything slowed down. But I remember being in the foyer telling Jamie to stand next to the chap selling the programs, and when people queued up saying, you know, weed, skunk weed, and just whispering, seeing if he could sell it. And I was trying to do that, but then I can't remember much more. I went to the loo, I think I threw up. Then I went to the bar and got a gin. I thought that might sort my head out, but then I lost you. I found Jamie again. I remember Agnew's opening gambit. I think he was doing an anecdote about Beefy in the West Indies, something. And I blacked out completely. When I came round, you were on the stage with no clothes on, and you were trying to penetrate Agnew. It was very, very. I saw them pulling you off him. He was terrified, my God. Anyway, I still feel incredibly hazy. I can't remember how I got back home. I think I must have... Anyway, I don't know what happened with Jamie. I think possibly Claire came. Speak soon, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Firstly, I just want to say don't worry. Don't worry, because most of what you told me in your previous message didn't happen. I think you've made a lot of that up in some sort of psychotic episode. I don't know. A dream. I don't know. What, in actual fact, before we got to Jonathan Agnew, we had a spliff, and I think it was a bit too strong for you, and Jamie didn't actually want any, and I put you on the bus with Jamie, and Jamie took you home, and then he went home himself, and I was the only one that went in to see Aggers. But I hadn't eaten all day, and we had the
cake and I started to eat slice after slice. It was very Moorish. It was a sort of chocolate sponge cake. It was very tasty. And the only part of your story that is correct is that I did attempt to get on the stage and have sex with Agnew. I must have been in a very strange place. I mean, I do like his cryptic commentary, but I've never found him sexually attractive, so I don't know where that came from. And maybe I need to speak to someone about that. The upshot was I was thrown out, obviously, and they didn't call the police. I had to make my own way home, and I'm not sure how I did that. And I woke up in the park this morning. I hope you got home safe. Sounds like you did. Okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye-bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.